There's a lot of slipping and sliding. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. More ice is in today's forecast and a lot of snow.
If you don't have to come out, stay at home. That's the best place to be. It's warm and safe.
He's in Champaign, Illinois, as much of America deals with a blast of winter. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more live.
Dave, the winter storm's causing dangerous conditions from the south to New England, with forecasters warning of icy conditions as temperatures drop. Parts of the Midwest, like Indiana and Michigan, have seen more than a foot of snow in areas. FlightAware.com is showing hundreds of flights have been canceled, mostly into and out of Dallas, Boston, New York, New Jersey, and Chicago. PowerOutage.us is showing tens of thousands without power, most in Tennessee, followed by Ohio, but power was out for some in Texas as well, which was especially concerned about their power grid holding up after a winter storm last year left 4 million people without power for days, Dave.
Jessica, in Alabama, a tornado near Birmingham, a damaged homes. One woman was found dead in the rubble, three others critically injured. The Winter Olympics opening ceremony getting underway in Beijing, where it's now 8 p.m. Some American athletes may be skipping it in protest. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat, urged them just to compete.
I know there is a temptation on the part of some to speak out while they are there. I respect that, but I also worry about what the Chinese government might do.
The U.S. is staging a diplomatic boycott, but Russian leader Vladimir Putin is there. He just met with China's leader. One of the three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, claiming they thought the black man was a robber, Greg McMichael, has changed his mind about pleading guilty to a federal hate crime charge.
Even though his lawyers and prosecutors agreed if he did, he'd get moved out of state prison and into a federal one to serve a 30-year sentence. The judge in the case said she would not guarantee McMichael's sentence if he chose to plead guilty.
Fox's Jill Nato, his son Travis McMichael, will announce his decision in court today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Senate got a closed-door briefing on the situation in Ukraine amid fears of a Russian invasion.
The Pentagon's press secretary, John Kirby, shared details of a propaganda video the administration says Russia could produce to fake an attack by Ukrainian forces.
Which would include corpses and actors that would be depicting mourners. We've seen these kinds of activities by the Russians in the past, and we believe it's important when we see it like this, and we can, to call it out.
Russian officials have dismissed the accusation and say it's the U.S. and Western allies spreading misinformation to heighten tensions. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Next hour, we'll get an update on the job market that may show slower hiring.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal expect employers added 150,000 jobs in January, modestly fewer than the 199,000 added in December. It would represent the slowest hiring since payrolls fell in December of 2020.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Stock futures are mixed, awaiting that news. The day after the Dow and the Nasdaq both dropped more than 500 points. The newly renamed Washington Commanders are under scrutiny in Congress over allegations of a toxic work environment for the NFL team.
Former cheerleader and marketing executive Melanie Coburn reflected on a photo shoot in which cheerleaders were subjected to degrading poses.
I'm still haunted by this. And at the time, there was no HR department or any reporting mechanism for this abusive behavior.
The presence of explicit photos and even a video was confirmed by former video manager Brad Baker during his testimony Thursday. The discussion coming as dozens of former employees of the team seek the release of a report into the findings of an independent probe by the NFL into the Commanders' workplace culture. California Congresswoman Jackie Speier stressing the need as well.
The Beth Wilkinson report must be released.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have hired a new head coach, Doug Peterson, who would coach the Philadelphia Eagles to a championship. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.